Black Coffee, Dancing with My Baby.
Yes, yes. And that song was, I did the music. She wrote her verse. And I, that was Hart Fez Coffee. He wrote most of the part for me, most of my verse. He did some writing. I think he wrote for like the Whispers and people like that.
Whoa.
And he asked me, he said, man, can I write a song for you, man? Give me some work. I said, sure. I said, but you already got a lot of work. So he said, but I just want to write for you. You know, he and I were good friends. So I said, cool, man. So I give him some music, he write.
That's incredible. Now, let me ask you a question. How did you connect with all of these people that you are just mentioning? How did you make that connection?
I made a connection with Jeter. Let me see. It was through Ron Jefferson. I was playing key behind Sugar Shack, Nelson Curry, which
Whoa.
Was in Texarkana, Texas. We're doing a show. And that was this sound man. That he was a real cool guy. And so, which was Ron Jefferson, and he and I met. And then during that time, I asked him, "Can he help me? Do we know somebody can help me put out some music?" And he said, "Yes." But it wasn't my music that I was trying to get done. I was trying to help another guy out. And but instead, later on, it came to be. I gave a track of my music to Ron, and he said, man, I like this. He said, let me go ahead on and make this thing work. So Ron and myself, we made it work, you know, and then we went on from there.
So
and
you were trying to help somebody else.
Right.
Wow, that is so absolutely incredible. And before I toss this over to the Waymaker, I'm sure he has some comments or something to say here. The band and or the musicians that's behind you, what would you like to say and acknowledge to the audience what they contributed to what you have just graced the world with?
I like to mostly thank me because I did most all of it. there was one other guy that was my guitarist at the time. He collaborated on some with me, but I did it all myself.
Wow. Because you had mentioned earlier, I didn't forget that either, that you are a keyboardist. How many other instruments do you play?
Just keys, that's it.
Keyboards. Man. A DA. Come on, man.
Yes, sir. I didn't have the pleasure of listening to Mr. Al Davis live playing the key. I didn't have that pleasure.
Wow. So not only is he a great singer.
Yeah.
He's also a great musician.
I can co-sign that. And okay. I know what I hear when I hear it.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
My ears don't deceive me either. Or either. Yeah. I don't care where you are. Translated, French, German, either, it doesn't matter. Mr. Davis, thank you. And if, with your permission, I'm going to drop about two or three more of your songs here, sir.
Bring them on.
That's all I need to hear.
Mr. Stay Ready, my brother. What's up? Al Davis. What's going on, brother?
Al Davis!
I feel like party, man. I feel like getting out.
Come on!
Man, I had the same thing in mind. Well, you feel like going?
This is how we do what we do. WBNDA! Unbeatable. Brothers together. Brothers, connected.
Throw all your troubles away. You might need somebody new at the juke joint. Might need somebody at the juke joint. We having a party at the juke joint. Me and all your friends out at the juke joint. Yeah. We can see the place is packed. But it ain't the same, y'all.
me. I'm so glad I came to the party tonight. Everybody's looking good. The vibe.
The vibe is right.
Oh yeah. I told you. Everywhere I look, I see somebody I know.
Man, this is real.
Yeah.
Real.
Everybody
real good. And it's getting gooder and gooder. Studio W The Buzz Monday Night Madness with WB and the baddest co-host around the planet, the D.A. Waymaker. Hey, Waymaker, look, I'm going to keep this conversation short because we have, let's see, one, two, three, four, five, six more songs to go here. And we want to get all of those in.
Every last one.
Mr. Al Davis, you're a bad man. You are a bad man. Love your music. And Waymaker.
Yeah.
I'll put all of these into the rotation.
Yes. Yes.
I've got to.
Yeah. Come on now.
AD. In case you don't know what the rotation is.
Tell him. Will you tell him?
Platinum Party Mix 4.0. That's the Hall of Fame on the Buzz.
Awesome.
Not only that, it goes into the Southern Soul Mix Hall of Fame. Not only that, it goes into the WB All-Time Favorites. I've loved everything that I've heard tonight, and I just wish and hope that the audience right now that's listening to WB, me, and the Waymaker will share this around the world. Folks, you have people all around the United States. You even know some people in foreign countries. We can be reached any and everywhere. DA?
Hey, we're telling mix the world.
This is what we're talking about. And we have been honored, Mr. Al Davis, to have you on this network. I've loved every song. And I'm telling you right now, DA.
Yes, sir.
You know me. And if I say I love it.
You love it.
Shucks, man. I don't know what there's anything else to say right now. The only thing I can say,
WB, I know we out of mics, because if we had any mics, you'd be done told by six of them about right now.
I did, and it being refurbished. So tell me about the, when I drop the mic, let's see, I break all kinds of mics. And DA, come on, bro, you in charge of equipment. So what's happening with the mics? What's happening?
I talked to the lady about 12:30 today.
DA, I've heard the same crap about 3 weeks.
He said it's going to be about 2 weeks and 73 hours.
Oh, see, I got to go back to the refurbishing shop. I've got to, we can't have this. Anyway, Mr. Al Davis, you have graced us with your presence tonight, sir.
Yes.
Before I drop these next two or three songs, what would you like to say?
I'd like to make one thing that I left out. The song Dip It Low, that music was created by Ronald Jefferson. I left that out. He created that music.
Okay.
All right.
And that's cool. Now, we know that you've done other interviews before. Okay. And tell us exactly how you feel. The experience that you have here versus other radio or TV platforms that you have, they interviewed you, but your experience here on The Buzz, is there a difference?
I'm feeling good. Then you're going through my music, and then, you know, I'm enjoying it. I'm feeling good. And then my brother, the district attorney right there, the district attorney.
Yeah. So, am I to interpret this, that this is the best conversation you had on any platform that you've been interviewed with?
Absolutely.
Yes. Okay.
I'm sorry,
baby.
And then I got you and the district attorney there.
Man. DA, it only gets gooder and gooder, doesn't it?
And a little gooder. It keeps getting gooder. That's all. Just a little gooder.
And then put some hot sauce on that.
Hey, what's up? Oh.
Studio W Buzz.
Everybody out here on the floor.
Only the baddest on the planet. The turn on my camera because I need to refresh my drink.
Like I said, all kids should be in the bed. Grown folks, y'all.
Back and keep it thin, blend. night long. What? All night long. Hey, all night long. Show these people you're the baddest. Put a wrong. Make your own check and got a big old hole. Now shake down to this. And it's freestyle song.
L. Davis, y'all. Featuring Princess Michelle. You want to listen to the baddest on the planet? Come on. Uh-oh. I think, wow! I knew it. Come on. Pretty fun day. L. Davis? Come on, son.
My mind.
she's a pretty fine thing.
It's your birthday. It's your birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Oh, yeah. That bad boy. That bad, bad man. Mr. L. Davis.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
You wish the airwaves, sir.
From L. Davis to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Hey, L. Kim Rogers agrees with me. She said, yes, he is. Yes, he is. 7-Up. Oh, I know you're in agreement. To our listening audience around the globe. going to the business office, we will have to, you know, we might have to start charging for this. We might need Monday Night Man. I'm serious about this, man, because this is the baddest thing that ever happened on radio with the planet. I'm serious about that because I've listened to a lot of radio, a lot of TV, and nobody produces what you and I have accomplished and produces Waymaker. And I want to thank you. I want to thank you publicly. I always do this privately. I want to thank you publicly for bringing these brilliant artists to this network, my friend.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure because it's people like Mr. Al Davis.
Come on.
You know, they're so supportive. I call and I asked him to be on the show with no moment hesitation. Waymaker, I'm in. You know, so I just appreciate all the artists that called up on you. You answer the call because not only is I'm excited about or we excited about having you on this show, but you should be excited about being having the opportunity to be on this show as well as being introduced to the world.
To the world.
We ain't talking about just a few states or somebody in a local area. We talking about the world.
The world.
Take advantage of this opportunity of being on Studio W, the Buzz. And I appreciate you, Mr. Al Davis.
Thank you, sir. And as great as you are, AD, get with the Waymaker. Because I know his schedule is, he's brought so many great, great artists to us. Waymaker, I would love to have this gentleman back. I would love to have this gentleman back. Because
we can look at him.
One thing that I don't want our audience to miss. We could be, and we'd play a lot of the mainstream artists, you know, guys that you already know. Just pick a name, pick a genre, pick whatever it is, the popular stuff.
Yeah. Right.
But ladies and gentlemen, there are some artists that are outstanding and are even greater than the artists that we listen to on a daily basis. That's what makes this network so unique. Like the Waymaker so eloquently put, this is where talent meets the world. We want to bring out the artists you guys have never heard from, but they will blow your mind when you hear from them. And Mr. Davis, you certainly fit that bill in this host's opinion.
Thank y'all so much. And it's an honor to be here. It's an honor.
Well, thank you so much. Waymaker, before
this
I left,
I got a conclusion. WB, I didn't come up with a conclusion on something.
Go ahead.
You know, because we deal with a lot of artists most folks ain't never heard of.
That's right.
And all the, even the top tier artists not known in some countries. Okay. Uh-huh. So I would call this is where, we call them backdoor stars. Okay.
That's right.
We bring them in the back door when you don't expect it. You don't realize that this is what you're going to get. And all of a sudden you be hollering, bring him on up front. I call him backdoor stuff.
Look.
Okay.
This is what I love. You just I couldn't agree with you more. That's what I'm saying. Man. We all know about the icons, but let's talk about the people that are perhaps on a level, equal as far as talent is concerned. And maybe even greater.
Absolutely. But see, the thing of it is, it's just like the NFL. You know, you be a star for a little while. Okay.
Come on.
Eventually, the ones that sitting on the bench or coming behind you, hey, it's going to be their time to shine. So, I recognize that, and most of us in the music business should recognize that, you know, good talent only lasts a little while.
Come on.
And then you got some more talent. So, hey, baby, let's ride.
Let's ride.
Now's the time to get on this boat of Mr. Al Davis now.
When he
be on the major stage and he get to that point as one of the major artists, then, boom, You can say, I know that guy. I've been following that guy. I done supported that guy through the years.
That's right. Well, this is the thing about it. He's also been inducted into the Buzz Mafia. He ain't going,
He in the Mafia too?
He's in the Mafia.
Hey, Mr. Al, I didn't bring you on here for all of this. Hell, we just told you.
Don't even think about he won't remember us. Okay, no. That's out of the question. He's in the mob right now. He signed up for it. He doesn't read the fine print. Hey, Mr. Davis, thank you so much for gracing the airwaves with your beautiful music. And everything that I said, I meant. You're in the Platinum Party Mix Hall of Fame. Southern Soul Hall of Fame. The WB Likes Hall of Fame. Man, I mean, there's only three categories and you hit all of them. Good Lord. Anything you want to say before I drop the showstopper, your song.
I want to say thank y'all so much and thanks to everybody, all my fans. And thank y'all so much. It's so wonderful. This has been a wonderful time. And I will be seeing y'all when y'all see me out there performing. I have my own live band, too. You know, we go out and we do things. So,
okay.
I already have my own band. So by me being a musician, I'm going to have my band. And I love, I do track shows because, you know, that's what it's called for sometimes. But I'm a musician, so I love doing the live band show. That way I can give a real performance.
That's right. And is this not only the greatest conversation you have with any radio or TV station, but the absolutely craziest? Is that a yes or no?
Oh, okay.
I need full sentences.
Yes, it is. I have been inducted into the Mafia, the Hall of Fame, everything.
That's right. And also the mob. Don't forget that. Okay. Guess what? Because we already know you're in Atlanta, Georgia, right?
I'm in Vegas.
You're in Vegas. Okay, well, good. Thanks for telling me that. Waymaker, hey, bro.
Yes, sir.
You got the last word before I drop the showstopper.
Well, first of all, again, I'd like to appreciate our fans for listening and hanging in here with us. And tell a friend to tell a friend to tune in. Share the good news. This is an excellent show with excellent artists, and we're depending on you all to share the good news. Also, I will give Mr. Al Davis a chance to tell everybody where can they find Mr. Al. Because we know Mr. Al ain't hard to find, so tell them where they can find
him. No, he's in the mob, so you know I can find him. But anyway, tell the audience.
you can Google me, Al Davis. But if you Google me and somebody else come up, which is that Al Davis Soul Singer, and I'll pop up. As a matter of fact, I'm gonna have a hat like my brother the DA got on. And you can catch me on Facebook, Official Al Davis, or It's Al Davis, Instagram, TikTok, all It's Al Davis, anywhere.
Yeah.
My website, It's Al Davis, that's me.
And you know what, Waymaker, I'm going to leave with this before I drop this song here. What I've noticed about the artists that you and Derek the Change Man Smith has introduced me to, they are really, really good, nice, humble people. And it doesn't matter where they are in as far as status is concerned in their career. They're really good people. And I can tell they come from good parents.
Yeah.
Okay, good teachings.
Yeah.
A great support system.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mr. Davis, can't wait to have you back. Hook up with the Waymaker. He's in charge of all the scheduling on the artist that comes through. And me personally, I'd love to have you back. Love to have you back. Enjoy each and every song. Thank you. D.A.?
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Love you, my brother.
Always love.
That's right. You don't have no choice. This is WB. Live Monday Night Madness. Hey, D.A., it only gets gooder and gooder. Come on. Gentlemen, you've got to next. Oh, wait a minute, hold it.